and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Man, I'm so sorry, ma'am. You broke up. Who is this again, please?
My name is Jenny, and I'm customer service support, and I'm looking for your zip code so I can find if you are have a charge or need to deal with an order.
Yes, ma'am. My zip code is 37087.
37087?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name, please.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question? What company is this?
So we represent many companies and many products. So when their customers call in, again, we assist with the charges and orders. So when I find the account, then I know what company. We represent the company.
Okay, it's William Owen, O-W-E-N.
I do see your name here, Mr. Owen. And may I have your shipping address for verification starting with 21, please?
What company is it from? The reason why I'm asking is I've got a credit, I got a charge on my credit card and I don't recognize it at all. So I'm just trying to figure out if my wife or someone ordered something from somewhere.
Okay. I do. So I have your address in front of me and I do see an account. I'm not allowed to give out Mr. Owen's information unless that's verification because this is private information. But it's, I do see a charge here. I'll let you know that I see something for $59.89.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So the
address,
go ahead.
214 Dogwood Drive, Lebanon, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. And this is a contest entry or a survey that you would have done that enrolled you into a meal plan. And it charged you, it's like a bundle, whatever you had done. Yeah, it's a bundle that says you are doing this, but you're also enrolled in that.
Okay.
And, and it's able to be dealt with whatever you want at this point. And this meal plan is an app, by the way. It's an app. It goes on your phone just with information for how to curb your carbs or sugar or use natural foods to boost your energy. It's that kind of app that gives information.
Okay.
Do you recall dealing with that?
No, ma'am. We did. And that just happened yesterday. So I wasn't even on it yesterday at all whatsoever, the phone, as far as ordering or doing anything. That's what was so so funny about it. But no,
did you purchase something else or do some kind of survey? It doesn't mean that you actually ordered the app. It means it says it's a bundle. It came by way of some other thing you had done. And it said a contest or a survey. We don't know all the ways we get the order. Yeah. What do you want to do? How may I assist you regarding this, sir?
Well, I guess I'll just go ahead and do the credit card company and dispute the pending charge. Is that the process, or do I do anything with you?
No, it's our pleasure. You're able to keep it. You're able to deal with refund. You're able to do whatever you want to deal with it. Do you want to cancel it, keep it?
Yeah, can't cancel, whatever. I don't know exactly what it is, but I apologize, but I didn't do it.
Okay. And do you don't recall at any point, do you need to deal with the fraud department in terms of something happened or you just need it canceled? What do you need, sir?
I think cancel, and then I'll do I've already checked the dispute thing for the credit card here, so I'll maybe get a hold of them Monday and see if I need to get a new card.
Okay, so when we cancel this, this company does not want to deal with a dispute. If you're going to open an official dispute, then we would say have that representative call us to drop the dispute and we give you the refund, or you just deal with the refund now.
Well, that'd be great. Refund now would be fabulous.
Okay. We're just making sure here for a smooth process. Okay. And the company is offering a 75% refund, which is $44.92. Hold on 1 minute for me, please. Okay. So do you want me to process that, sir?
Well, no, not really, because they charged me $59.89. So that's kind of a principle. It's kind of a little bit of a, seemed like a little scam thing there, because they still get some money out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, yeah, they're considering this as a valid charge because of the way in which it came in. There is an offer at the table for $54.89 minus a $5 setup fee. Hold on 1 minute, please.
I'll tell you what, I'm just going to dispute the charge to the credit card company, and I'll let them deal with it because, shoot, that's what they're paying for anyway, so I'll let them handle it. How's that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm communicating your thoughts with the company. 1 minute, please. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
The company has given the $59.89 in full, sir. 1 minute, please.
I see this. What is Byte Hub?
That's the meal planner.
I've never heard of it. Okay. It's okay. It's all right. No worries.
Mr. Owen, thank you for your patience. Give me 1 minute, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Making sure that there are no other charges or any kind of activity on this account. Thank you for your patience. I'm almost done.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. So everything is established. You received the email, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. So, Mr. Owen, let me give you the cancellation refund reference number, please.
Go ahead.
That number is, sir, C, like Charlie, and then it's 92090870, then number 6.
All right, Charlie 92090870 6.
Correct, sir. So this is shut down now with no activities on this account, and the refund of $59.89 will be on your account between 3 and 5 business days. I tell people if you don't see it, give 2 more days, but we expect usually 3 to 5 business days. Any other questions, Ms. Owen?
No, ma'am. You were a huge help, and I'm sorry. I kind of like you. It's early, and it just caught me off guard. I'm a little cranky.
Hey, you have to deal with it, sir.
Sorry.
You have to deal with it. You're doing great. We're glad we could work it out with the company and you, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day, please, with your family.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You all, Ms. Owen. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.